Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of confidence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. How often to wash your underwear and other pieces of clothing? So I get this kind of seems like an obvious question, right? Well, you wash it when it's dirty. You wash it every single day. But there are, you know, it's funny. These basic things need to be said. And I think that there are cases where you can bend the rules quite a bit. And hey, let's face it. Life puts us in strange situations. Okay, you're supposed to change it every day. But what if you're on a 36-hour or 48-hour trip? Are you supposed to stop in the middle of that? Of course not. You know, there are exceptions. You definitely better take care of yourself when you land or, when, you know, try to take a shower as soon as possible. But how can we extend this out? When should you actually maybe change your underwear three times a day? I know, getting funny here, but I'm going to break into socks. I'm going to talk about undershirts. I'm going to talk about casual shirts. I'm going to talk about dress shirts, dress pants, jeans, how many times you can wear them. And why is this even an issue, though? It's an issue because clothing does have a number of lives, number of times that you can wash it before it really reaches a point that you probably shouldn't be wearing it. Clothing, when you look at it, it's a thread that has been sewn into a fabric that has been stitched together with another thread to create a, in a sense, take a two-dimensional and create a three-dimensional shape that fits in and around your body. But through wear and tear, through especially going through the washer, especially going through that dryer, you lose life cycles, in a sense, on that clothing. And so ideally, the less you wash your clothing, the better, because it's technically going to last longer. However, the exception to that is if the clothing is dirty. And beyond underwear, like let's talk about overcoats. How often do you need to wash an overcoat? Some people, you know, they got different opinions. I'll give you the basic information. I'll give you my recommendation in today's podcast. But again, let's start off with the basic rules. Number one, less is better. Again, assuming that it's not dirty, because every wash takes away a life piece of, you know, basically a life cycle from your clothing. And some pieces of clothing, depending on how it's built, they may only have 25 to 50. Other ones may have hundreds. But if it's dirty, yeah, you wash it immediately. Unless it's an item that, you know, can be spot cleaned. And I think spot cleaning in general is something that a lot of people could do a lot better with. They get a small little bit of dirt or their dress shirt. They wore it for an hour and it's just got a little bit of, it's just dirty maybe on the sleeve. Well, instead of throwing that in the washer, that's a very nice and expensive dress shirt, you know, and using one of its life cycles, how about you just do some quick spot cleaning and hang that back up? Because as I'm going to talk about, I think you can wear a dress shirt more than once. Now, noticeable stains. The thing with stains, you want to treat them as soon as possible. So there are many things you know about, like ketchup, mustard, red wine. These are things, blood, that if you get them on especially light-colored clothing, when you rinse them over with water, they don't come out immediately. A lot of oils do this as well. And this is why you want to make sure that you look for, and I think you should in many cases go with better detergents. There are those bargain brand detergents out there, but find the one that works for your lifestyle. Keep some stain remover on hand as well. Stain removers specifically are going to be a bit more harsh than most of the detergents out there, and you only want to apply those. But usually, you know, if you get a bit of oil, you're cooking, you get some oil on that dresser, you definitely want to apply those oil areas, you know, that stain remover so that it can pull out the oils, especially if you're washing in cold water that isn't necessarily going to work with the detergent as well to pull out. Now, so another thing I want to talk about is skin contact. Any piece of clothing that comes in direct contact with a large area of your skin, you're probably going to want to change daily. And when I say daily, I define that as 24 hours. Now, man is the measure. If you think about it, we break things up by days, by weeks, by months, by years. These are measurement pieces that we have come to, and I'm going to stick with those. But you know, when it comes to actually wearing, you know, and I guess I could just get into the pieces, right? And then I'll give you the individual breakouts. But so everything in this category I'm about to cover, this is something that I think you should change daily or after heavy use. And I'm talking about 8 hours. Underwear, socks, undershirts. These things, because of their proximity and closeness to your body, they are going, you're going to sweat onto them. You have skin cells that are peeling off and are going to go into the fabric. And in a sense, you may not even see it, but yes, you have bacteria that will start to grow in there, start to smell. Another thing with bacterial growth, and this actually applies to some of your other pieces of clothing, if you let it sit too long, it can actually start to break down and make some of the fabric's actually a bit weaker. It can also do this, like I've actually had pants that got mud on them, especially in the back. I didn't even think about it, left it there for when I put it away for winter storage, and then pulled them out dirty, and it actually made the fabric a bit brittle. So sometimes some of the oils and other things in the mud can actually start to break down the fabrics. So you want to make sure anytime you store things or put something away that you actually make sure it's cleaned for the season. But underwear, socks, undershirts. I'm going to say, yep, you probably should. They get one wear, wearing it daily. Now, we run into some interesting, you know, questions with this. Is okay, well, what if you work out in the morning? So you put on a fresh pair of underwear and you also work out in the afternoon. Is it something that, hey, you need to put on a fresh pair of underwear in the afternoon? I'm going to say that you can get away with wearing the same underwear. Now, you don't want to be wearing the same underwear that you're going to be wearing out onto the athletic field. That right there is going to be sweaty. You maybe want to keep a pair in your gym bag. And in that case, you may actually wear that multiple times. That may be in your gym bag. You don't wash all the clothing in your gym bag. You just leave it in there. If you do have odor issues, your girlfriend, your wife, maybe you notice people are staying away from you. Maybe you want to wash it after every use. One thing that I did when I had my own locker is that I would actually take my clothing into the shower. I would simply run, you know, water and some soap over it and then, you know, squeeze out the water and let it dry in my locker. This was just something I remember doing. Because I didn't want to just take my clothing and be doing laundry every night. Especially it's a little bit more difficult when you don't have a washer or dryer at home. But no, I'm going to say those items, because of their proximity to the body, because of, you know, the chance you could get bacteria buildup, you want to wash those after every use. Now, let's get into the 2 to 3 wear categories. These are going to be casual shirts. We're talking polos, Henleys. They're still worn next to the skin. T-shirts are going to fall in this category. And both of these, I think that you can wear 2 times. Some people are going to say, no, you should only wear it once. But if it doesn't look dirty, you wore it very gently for 6 hours one day, or maybe even 8 hours. You weren't sweating. It was a nice, cool day. Maybe you even had clothing layered on top of it, so the outside of it didn't get dirty at all. Well, why not? Yeah, I think you could wear it again. And again, this goes back to the first point about wearing things less and getting, in a sense, more life out of the clothing. When it comes to dress shirts, dress pants, and sweatshirts and hoodies, I think you can easily wear these 3 times if they still look clean, again, not getting stains on them, before you need to wash them. And here's the deal, is because they have a layer of clothing between your body and the skin. When you're wearing a dress shirt, oftentimes you're wearing an undershirt. Now, if you wear a dress shirt and you don't wear an undershirt, I think that you probably need to wash that dress shirt after every use. So you see, one of the advantages of a dress shirt or an undershirt is that it extends the life of your dress shirt because you're washing it less, and it's protecting your dress shirt just from your sweat and, again, your skin cells and everything else that's coming off right there. Now, in areas in your dress shirt that if you wear it more than once, and I do this, by the way, I know some people may say that's disgusting, Antonio. I don't really care. I buy really nice shirts and I want them to last. But I do notice I get ring around the collar. I get areas in and around my wrist where it starts to look a little bit, you know, I can definitely see that I got it dirty there. And in those areas, I'm going to apply a stain remover. Before I put it in the wash, let it sit usually for about 10 to 15 minutes. And And if I don't have any, then sometimes I apply detergent directly onto those areas with my hand. So it goes in there and it does a better job of helping to lift and to remove those stains out. So sweatshirts and hoodies, dress pants, I think you can wear those unless they're visibly dirty on the outside. So this is where spot cleaning is going to come in and you definitely want to use. Now, let's get to the 10 to 15 wear category. These are things which I think you can wear quite a bit. And again, spot cleaning, airing out between usage is going to help with this, but jeans and sweaters. So jeans in particular, a lot of people I've heard that they say that they will wear their jeans till they basically start to smell or they will wash them. They've worn their jeans 100 times. I'm not gonna say that. I would say that I've worn my jeans 15 times in a row without washing them. And I know, the thing is they weren't dirty. I actually am very careful with them, especially if I'm traveling. I have darker colored indigo jeans. A lot of people don't wanna wash these too much because they will start to fade. And if you do wash the jeans, you can wash them very gently in a very cold water with just a little bit of detergent and let them air dry versus going into the dryer. Now, when it comes to sweaters, you want to, it depends on the type of the fabric. So cashmere, wool, cotton. Cashmere, wool, they're luxury fabrics. You're going to have to be very careful with. You can use woolite. You can wash them at home. Be very careful though, because wool, even with exposing it to warm water, cool water, not so much, but warm water is going to actually maybe change the shape and you can actually reshape the sweater in the wrong way. I know some people want to always send it out to dry cleaning and that's relatively safe. If you're a dry cleaner, you can ask them if they are comfortable and if they can specialize in sweaters, but that can become pretty expensive, especially if you have a lot of sweaters. But I would recommend dry cleaning at the end of a season when it comes to a wool or cashmere sweater. The reason being is if any moths or anything have laid eggs on there, instead of you opening up and you starting to use those sweaters in the fall and finding that, oh my gosh, they got holes in them, the actual, the dry cleaning process goes through and actually will kill those type of insects. Now, when it comes to cotton sweaters, you can be a bit rougher. Cotton can be thrown in the wash. I've got a cotton sweater that I was incredibly rough with for years, and it finally just started to show wear and tear and fell apart. But for the longest time, it always looked great. And so, you know, that's the great thing about cotton sweaters. Now, when it comes to pilling, that's something that will start to develop on your sweater, especially if you wear it in an area that you layer it with other clothing. You can simply just take a razor and shave off those. And pilling is where you've got a little bit of fabric that is kind of going up into small little balls. Now, heavy versus lightweight sweaters. I have heard some people say that a heavyweight sweater, you can go longer with between washes. I kind of see the logic in that, but I think that heavyweight, lightweight doesn't make too much of a difference to me in how many times you can wear it. It depends on its exposure to the outdoors. Like if you are only wearing the sweater with jeans and you have a shirt underneath and you wear these sweaters hard, you're out maybe working in them, you are eating all your meals wearing these sweaters. What you want to be thinking about is that there are food particles that are falling into the sweater and it's something that, yeah, that's what, because you don't see this, but you're still gonna wanna get it cleaned. And again, make sure between seasons to send them out to a dry cleaner or at least wash them yourself. Now let's get into almost, I would say above 50 wears before you need to take it. Now, again, the exception to this rule is if you're sweating in this clothing, you're getting it really dirty, but suits, sports jackets, and coats. I think if you spot clean, if you run a steamer over them, if you actually use a clothing brush, this one is key. Clothing brushes are great because what they do is they can, as you brush over the suit or you brush over the sports jacket, it can dislodge small particles of food, get that out of there, small particles of smoke or anything else that you're around if you've been wearing this is outerwear, which oftentimes you are. But that's what you're going to want to pay attention to here is just proper care, also proper storage. So don't hang them up in a way that it's going to stretch out any of the fabric or that, you know, they could get accidentally dirty. Because yeah, if you have a suit and you've only worn it for an hour, but you end up spilling, ketchup or somebody spills wine all over your suit. Yeah, that you definitely are gonna, doesn't matter that you just wore it for an hour, it's dirty. And you're gonna wanna take it to the cleaners and a suit and jackets in general, coats in general, you're going to have a much higher bill. But, you know, that's kind of where it goes. You know, that's just the way they've got things priced out. What the suit and what the coat is made out of will have an effect on this as well. Oftentimes, especially when it comes to coats, maybe a waxed cotton coat, you probably never have to wash. That is made to be durable. If you do, I guess you could throw it in the wash, your washing machine. But one thing that you want to watch out for anything made from cotton, especially if it's waxed cotton, is you'll need to reapply the wax onto it. It's not actually that difficult. There are some tutorials out there where you can learn to do that. So hopefully you have a pretty good idea. So it's funny, this started off with one thing. When do you change your underwear? And the answer going back to then is when it's dirty. Now, again and again, there are ways to extend the life of your clothing. One thing that, you know, to wash it less, but you may have noticed that the fabric makes a huge difference. I've talked about my style pyramid. You've got fit, function, and fabric. Here it's at the fabric part that if you buy clothing with really nice fabric, fabric that has a very tight weave, fabric that is woven in a way that it's going to be breathable, it's going to wick away moisture, you may find that you can get more wears out of this. I know in the video I talked about a company called Tanny. They make amazing underwear. What I love about their underwear is they use certain fabric types, which actually not only wick away moisture, they do a better job of keeping you cool, of allowing air to breathe through so you're not, you know, sweating in it. But they've also got things like Rosia, or I think it's Roika is the name of the actual type of, it's a high stretch. It's kind of, if you can imagine, it's very similar to spandex. But one thing interesting about Roika is it has this like ionic absorption, and it basically, what that means is it keeps odor at a, you know, it basically keeps it in check. And there are, you can look around, I've seen people use crab. Literally, yes, they have used, somehow they were able to extract something from crabs that actually retarded odor and stopped it from growing. So things like this are really cool, because if you've got an undershirt and you're gonna be stuck in it for 2 days because you had a layover, you had to stay overnight someplace, and your clothing, you lost it, you know, you wanna be able to know that, hey, you've got something that you're not gonna be worried about offending other people. Another thing I like about high-tech fabrics in general is that you can oftentimes wash them and they will dry much quicker than a lot of other fabrics, which just retain and hold on to the water. All right, gentlemen, so that wraps up this podcast talking about how often you can wear clothing before you need to wash it, in particular underwear. Hopefully you enjoyed this one. If you want more, go check out the show notes. They're going to be at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 64. And make sure to explore the website. I've got so many great infographics, so many other great podcasts, tons of videos, tons of informative articles, and that go really deep into the information, into the science of style, into what it means to be a sharp dressman. Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.